It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. Iraq's parliament met in special session today, briefly, which was an act of defiance after a suicide bomber struck Baghdad's heavily fortified green zone yesterday. We got that sound from Al Hurra Television, a U.S. government-funded network that was rolling a tape at the time of the explosion. We still have conflicting reports on the number of dead, though Iraqi officials are reporting they include one member of Iraq's parliament. Two dozen others were wounded. This was by far the most serious attack and the worst breach of security inside the zone that houses the Iraqi government and the U.S. embassy. The Green Zone had been considered the safest place in a chaotic city. Now, three workers in the parliament cafeteria have been detained for questioning. Parliamentary bodyguards are also being investigated, and Iraqi leaders got another taste of what the rest of Baghdad often experiences. Commuting in Baghdad is a risky venture. In addition to the violence, many streets and highways are blocked by checkpoints, legal and otherwise. Government rules dictate that cars with odd or even-numbered license plates are only allowed on the streets on alternate days, so now more people rely on fleets of privately owned minibuses to get to work or just about anywhere else. That's made these minibuses an attractive target for suicide bombers. NPR's Jamie Terabay has this report from Baghdad.
Here at Baba Shaji bus station, Hadi Abbas Hussein marches up and down beside his minibus, calling out the stops his bus will make. Then he lines up would-be passengers and pats them down. He frisks the men, asks those who are armed if they have permits to go with their weapons, and looks inside women's bags. He says he does this every day without fail.
Some people are okay with it. Others get really annoyed. But I tell them it's for their own security, so everyone can feel safe.
Even standing in line, people are at risk. Bus stations in all the main districts of Baghdad have been targets of drive-by shootings and suicide bombers. But minibus driver Adil Farhan won't pick up passengers anywhere else.
I would rather make no money than see the death of my 11 passengers. This is why I won't pick people up from the street.
He said one of his fellow drivers did that, with fatal consequences.
He went up empty and picked up two men from Mustansari. They left a bomb on the bus when they get out. Then, after it drove away, they blew it up.
2 weeks ago, Sunni gunmen opened fire on a minibus carrying Shiite passengers in the mixed neighborhood of Risala. All 13 on board were killed. Even with all the precautions he takes, Farhan says he can never be sure about every person who boards his minibus.
I remember this one man who rode my bus. He sat close to me. He looked very strange. I was so afraid I couldn't drive.
But Iraqis continue to use minibuses despite the danger. For one thing, they're cheaper. The average Iraqi wage is around $200 a month. Riding a minibus costs less than a dollar. Taking a taxi to most places in the city costs around $10. And then there's the added danger the taxi driver may decide on a route through a neighborhood controlled by a sectarian militia, areas the passenger may consider too perilous to enter. University lecturer Haider Mahdi says there's no safe way to travel around the city anymore.
My fear in taking the bus is the same as when I walk in the street. I'm always on my guard until I reach my neighborhood.
Mahdi says commuters on minibuses eye each other and wonder if there's a would-be killer among them. He says he has no choice but to believe everyone riding along with him wants to get home safely.
It all depends on the faces around me. They determine the degree of safety I feel.
Mahdi says there have been so many bombs on buses, he tries not to think about it. It's the kind of fatalism Iraqis have adopted to deal with everyday life. But even so, he says, it's vital that the drivers check everyone on board.
If he doesn't, I would ride in it and keep my mouth shut. But at the same time, I would ask the driver, why didn't you check us? You should have.
Others at the bus station nod in agreement. They say they keep their eyes open during the ride, but they all depend on God to get them home. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Baghdad.
And NPR's Salim Amir contributed to this report.